Sage Management, based in Park Heights, owns several properties throughout Baltimore City. The company markets itself as specialists in affordable housing and for assisting those with Section 8 vouchers. Trayshell Speaks, who holds a Section 8 voucher, has lived at one of those properties, Kernan Gardens, for the last 5 years. She fell behind on her $296 share of the rent in March of 2012 and caught up a year later, only to find out Sage claimed she owed another $1,300 in court and agent fees.
I don't know how the fees increased like they did, and they kept on increasing and increasing, and when you would go to the rental office to ask, nobody could answer your questions.
Detrice Dowridge has lived at Park Lane Apartments, another Sage property, for 5 years as well. She attends school and cares for her son while working two jobs to pay her rent. She fell behind twice in 2011, but got back on track by the end of the year. Nonetheless, the company claimed last June that she still owed a little more than $2,000 in court and agent fees. She says she couldn't get an explanation either.
I always complain about it, but they would give me this story about how they had the right to do it.
Dowridge and Speaks are among the plaintiffs in a class action suit in City Circuit Court. The suit accuses Sage of racking up $10,000 a month in illegal agent fees. Michelle Ewert is a fellow at the University of Baltimore Law School's Saul Ewing Civil Advocacy Clinic. She says the law is clear on what landlords can collect.
The landlord under Maryland law is able to charge late fees in the amount of 5% of the amount of rent due for the rental period in which the payment was delinquent.
Ewert says that landlords can also seek court costs, but they can't charge agent fees. She says she has seen landlords try to seek those and other fees in court.
I certainly have had cases where the landlord would list on the rent ledger various fees that there was no real explanation for.
Safar Shah is a lawyer from the Public Justice Center and one of the attorneys representing the tenants. He claims Sage has shown one set of books to tenants, but will show another to the judge.
The spiel that they're going to give in court will not mention an agent fee. It won't mention the court costs that they assess against a tenant, separate from any judicial determination of court costs.
He says the tenants have statements showing the agent fees and other illegal fees. The Right to Housing Alliance says more than 50 tenants sent a certified letter to Sage officials in January asking the company to stop accounting practices they believe are predatory and in violation to city and state laws. The letter also demanded an audit of all of the books, a refund on the agent fees, and mold and pest remediation at their properties. Gordon Horwitz, owner of Sage Management, did not respond to the letter. Richard Abramson, a leasing manager and voucher specialist with Sage Management, declined to comment for this story on behalf of the company. I'm Kenneth Burns, 88.1 WIPR.
I'm going to tell you a story about the house rent boogie.